You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
You guys are going to love this one. Okay, they've discovered a new species of crab. And this crab is, I guess, hairy on the chest. So I guess the thorax part of the crab, or maybe even abdomen, has hair on it. So scientists have called it the Hasselhoff crab, after David Hasselhoff's hairy chest. Okay, and so now its nickname is the Hoff, but the crab will still be given a formal name soon. It's a Yeti crab. They're known for their hairs along their claws, which they use to cultivate the bacteria that they turn eat. But the Hoff species were found in piles around hypothermal vents on the seafloor with long hairs on their abdomen instead of their claws. So they are called the Hoff or the Hasselhoff crab. Please. Okay, I don't even know if that's entertainment news. I don't know if that's science news. But really quickly, we've been kind of concerned about Nick Cannon, the America's Got Talent host and husband of Mariah Carey and new father of twins. They have moved him from a Denver hospital to a Los Angeles hospital. And his quote is, he will be aight. Aight. Yeah, A-I-G-H-T. Aight. Yeah, you don't say all right. You say aight. So he said it's going to be all right. So, and it's weird because we were like, okay, wait a second, Dahlia. Mild renal failure. Look, there's acute renal failure. There's renal injury. There's, renal insufficiency. You know, when I hear mild renal failure, I'm like, well, why would that put him in the hospital? Remember I said that one picture, he looked kind of swollen. When people go to renal failure, a lot of times they swell. So that to me wouldn't be mild. That'd be severe. But again, remember, whenever a star, goes into the hospital, there's issues. We only get half the story. You know, when Aretha Franklin announced her, engagement, she would say, what were people talking about with my pancreas and pancreatic cancer? So you're like, well, what story are we getting? Remember, you have publicists, then you have paparazzi, then you have TMZ. You get a different story. And then the Inquirer, you really get a different story. You don't know what the hell's going on. Well, if you really want to know what the hell's going on, just listen to me, because I'll give you the latest and the greatest of whatever the hell is going on right then and there. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right, looks like they're going to be making new guidelines for lead. More and more people, I guess, still fall under the threshold of having lead exposure. So they're going to change the guidelines. Not the most exciting thing, but it is important to talk about. We're also going to talk about these. I need to find the source. They were screwing around with some embryos with monkeys where they made these chimera monkeys where they had six embryos and the genetic material embedded in them. We got to talk about that and why the hell they would even do that. Also, this little girl dies from a peanut allergy. Scares the hell out of any parent. All of us reading this, why would that happen? I also want to talk about that 14-year-old Texan girl who ran away from home and ends up in Colombia. So as you can see, we got a lot to talk about, as well as if any breaking news comes through, anything you want to talk about. And, of course, your medical questions and calls, which we're going to get to, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can email me at drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, contact your local news talk station, AM, FM. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to their town, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials. We just had a great hour. I'm going to make sure you guys get, and that's what I've been doing. If some of you are listening to the archives, I know many of you only get an hour of the three-hour show, so I try to give you all the highlights so you have them, any medical updates, because I don't want you guys missing anything. But if you think you're going to miss something, go to gcnlive.com. That's where you can hear archives, my shows, Alex Jones shows, Jason Lewis, Free Talk Live. We have so many good shows through Genesis Communications. Please visit their website. You can get my archives, my podcasts, and as well as everybody else's. Okay, quickly. We were talking about herpes yesterday. I'm not sure which hour of the show. And we were talking about the vaccine. And I was saying, look, a vaccine may be around the bend, but it's been difficult to perfect. And a study came out today saying, nah, still having problems. They've been working with a herpes vaccine that would hopefully block type 1 and type 2. Type 2 especially. We were talking about how, remember the medications that they were testing in yesterday's story, how it still didn't stop the shedding. You could be completely asymptomatic, no sign of herpes, had an outbreak years ago, but shed the virus for the rest of your life. All right, which is very concerning, very scary for people that go into a new relationship and don't want to give it to their new partner. So we were talking about, well, maybe a vaccine would help because you still have to use condoms. You still have to protect yourself. Well, they found that the vaccine was only 58% effective at controlling herpes type 1, but not type 2. And type 2 is the one that's the genital herpes. Even though you can't get genital herpes in the mouth and type 1 down there, I mean, even though there is that cross over, we really want herpes vaccine protection against type 2, especially like for moms, if they give birth. The dangerous part about herpes is if you're giving birth and the baby comes down the canal when you have an outbreak, it could hurt the baby. Okay, it's one of those torch illnesses that could cause major, major birth defects. However, other than that, people having herpes, there's really no long-term medical sequelae except the stigma and the pain and the hassle of it, as well as the probability of transmitting it to somebody if you ever have non-unprotected sex. So I was really hoping that this herpes vaccine would have made more made more headway, but unfortunately it didn't. They say they're still working on it. They're still working on it. You know, other stories I'm going to want to talk about today is, I guess, space flight is really going to happen. I mean, they are already selling tickets at $200,000 ahead. I don't know why I started talking about that after herpes, but I was like, that's a cool story. That's a much cooler story than the herpes vaccine story. So we're going to be talking about that later in the hour, too. I want to talk about that. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I'm going to go too much into politics. I know right now Republicans are just slamming Obama for his picks. They're on recess, and this is what happens when Congress is on recess, right? When the cat's away, the mouse is out to play. Is that what? That's what's going on? That's what's going on. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237. 2237 extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, you know, so, I mean, I'm looking here at this missing 14-year-old girl. Do you guys know what happened with this Texas runaway? Okay, they found her pregnant. All right, this is a girl that ran away in Texas when her parents were getting a divorce. All right. She doesn't speak any Spanish at all. I guess her first name is Jacadrian. She ran away in the fall of 2010. Parents were getting divorced. Grandmother was worried, was looking all over for her. The girl was only 14 at the time. She ended up somehow in Houston. Okay. Well, she's obviously in Texas, but anyway, she was in Houston. And then she was arrested by Houston police for theft. From there, it's a little hazy. All right. She apparently had a ID of a 22-year-old illegal immigrant from Colombia who had warrants out for arrest. So immigration officials took this little girl's fingerprints, didn't confirm her identity before shipping her off to Colombia. I mean, the girl doesn't even speak Spanish. All right. The ICE official told the Daily News that Jacadrian maintained a false identity throughout the deportation procedure. She wanted to leave. The official said Jacadrian fabricated the identity and that there wasn't another young woman with a fabricated name who was wanted on outstanding warrants. That's why they think there was this mix-up. All right. So Jacadrian right now is in custody in Colombia. From what I understand, she's pregnant. And she already has full citizenship in Colombia. She said once she arrived there, they gave her full citizenship. So I'm just really kind of confused at the whole immigration process, okay? I'm just confused. So we're deporting American citizens, and we're letting importing non-illegal, right? Illegal citizens, okay? I don't know. I think our system is a little flawed, maybe. I mean, this girl, how does a 14-year-old... you know, fabricate this identity, and how is she able to, I mean, you know, you spies can't do this. 007 couldn't do it. It looks like it was a piece of cake. So anyway, I'm a little nervous why she was pregnant. You know, I hope she wasn't raped, but we'll, you know, get more information later in the week on this. But yeah, that's, I guess, what happened. 14-year-old Texas girl picks up an identity of a felon, gets of an immigrant felon, gets sent to Colombia, gets automatic citizenship, and she's there now pregnant. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, yes. My daughter developed febrile seizures after giving 3 vaccines in one day. I immediately stopped the vaccines, and she had seizures over the next 3 or 4 years, and then they eventually stopped, thank God. And then I resumed vaccinations after that. Just kept putting them off, and then she's had other vaccines. But now she has a pineal cyst, an 8 millimeters pineal cyst.
Eight millimeters, okay.
And I'm wondering if that was ever connected to the febrile seizures, and she has extraordinary headaches. She's had 2 MRIs with contrast, and but they say it's not related to her headaches, which she has several times a week and throws up and bloody nose and kind of at my wit's end about that. Thank you. Bye.
No, thank you for your call. I wish you were live because I'd love to ask you how old she is. I'd love to get more information. But you brought up a bunch of issues. Okay, so you were talking about her getting vaccines and getting febrile seizures. Many of you have seen this where your child goes into a seizure because of the temperature rising. Sometimes even a temperature drop could cause that. Very scary. When you see your kid seize, it is extremely scary, you know, and your job is to make sure you maintain an airway, make sure they're getting oxygen, call 911, of course. But, you know, many of these febrile seizures, you know, parents are like, oh, it's old hat. And these kids, you know, that when they get a temperature and it spikes, and it's not just having a fever, it's the speed at which the fever comes on. And a lot of times when these little kids are getting the vaccines, and it actually, it's a good point you brought that up, because when I was talking about vaccines a day or two ago, I forgot to bring up the fevers that people get. When you get a vaccine, your immune system is getting induced. And a lot of times when your immune system is induced, you will get a fever. So kids get fevers a lot, which is why we used to just automatically give Tylenol, acetaminophen, to babies. And the doctor's like, well, you really don't have to push the Tylenol. You know, let the body do what it needs to do. And there's been some back and forth with that. But the reason why we gave Tylenol just automatically is because we want to prevent the febrile seizure. All right. So I'm glad those are gone. Now, these pineal cysts, the pineal gland, little baby gland in the center of the brain, tiny one. It's the one that produces melatonin for us. You know, melatonin kind of helps with our wake-sleep patterns, et cetera. Okay. So if you have a little cyst, if her cyst is 8 millimeters, that's less than the size of a pencil eraser. I doubt that would be causing her headaches, which is probably why, unfortunately, the doctors are saying, no, it's not that. I mean, thank God, though, she's had MRIs, because I'd want to make sure there wasn't anything else going on. If the cyst became bigger, swelled, et cetera, then, yes, absolutely, you could get headaches, you could get nausea, vomiting. Absolutely, you can. Absolutely. Luckily, though, most of these little pineal cysts or pineal cysts, however you want to pronounce it, usually are benign. They're usually harmless. All we do is watch them because they can grow, but they're just a little cyst. And, you know, it's tough. A lot of doctors are going to hesitate, you know, to go in there and touch it because it is in the smack center of the brain. you know, and nobody's going to want to stick a needle in there. No one, you know, it's a very, very frightening idea for a mom. I can understand what you're going through. You know, my kid has, you know, something in the center of the brain. Is this what's, you know, giving her headaches? But the fact that MRIs have been done, we know there's no other tumors. We know there's nothing else going on. Now, the reason why I wish you were alive is I'm dying to know how old she is. Because keep in mind, as your child is going through pre-puberty, all right, many of these girls start getting migraines. You know, I remember family members just, I mean, you thought the menstrual cramps were bad, they were getting migraines. And a lot of us, when we get migraines, we throw up. So it may have absolutely nothing to do with anything anatomically, what's going on with the brain. It's just she may now be developing migraines. My recommendation would be to have an excellent neurologist. If you don't like what the neurologist has told you, then I would, you know, go to Scripps, go to UCLA, Mayo Clinic, just kind of get that second opinion. Because she is having neurological issues, having these headaches. But if I'm assuming she's still kind of young, and to have migraines like that that'll make her throw up, or even just headaches, you know, I still think there has to be some more of a workup. But just an 8-millimeter pineal cyst, no. I wouldn't panic that that's what's causing it. My only worry is there's something else that they're missing. But luckily she's had MRI, so at least, you know, we could breathe easily that there's nothing really kooky going on. But I don't blame you. Please keep me posted, though. If you're listening to this, keep me posted because I want to know what you ended up doing, and write me on my website, drdahlia.com. Okay. All right. You know, it's interesting. We talk about kids a lot, and this was a very, very serious case. You guys heard about this little Virginia girl, 7-year-old girl, who all of a sudden became short of breath at school. And authorities called 911, and she ended up going to the hospital, and she died. And they believe it was a peanut allergy, that somehow she was exposed to peanuts, and then she went into this anaphylactic shock and died. Now, we talked about anaphylactic shock, I believe, yesterday. I forget which hour. Like bee stings. You know, if you go into this anaphylactic shock where you can't breathe, et cetera, it doesn't happen the first bee sting. It happens after either the second exposure, third exposure. It could be the 20th exposure. And I'd recommend that everybody should have an EpiPen nearby. If you think you're allergic to something or you don't know, I've been stung by a bee once. I have no idea what the second one would do. Get an EpiPen. Have your doctor prescribe an EpiPen. Well, what's going on now is the parents of the school and the school district are now investigating, why did the school have an EpiPen? And if they did have an EpiPen by another child, why didn't they administer it? Well, from what I understand right now, you know, the school says they can't. They are not allowed to give a child somebody else's medication. And they're saying, why didn't the parents give us her own EpiPen? And the parents said, we should have given her Benadryl. Why didn't you give her Benadryl? You know, when you guys bring your kids into school, there's a form to fill out. What is the school allowed to give? Can they give Benadryl? Can they give aspirin? Can they give, you know, well, we don't usually give aspirin to kids, but Tylenol or Motrin, et cetera. Mom said, we said you could give Benadryl. Truth of the matter is Benadryl probably wouldn't have done it. You know, my recommendation is if your kid has a food allergy, let there be an EpiPen at the school. Now, hope to God somebody at the school knows how to administer it. Usually these nurses are good, but from what I'm hearing with a lot of the cutbacks at the school, sometimes the school nurse isn't there every day. I'm hearing that a lot of times the school nurses are being rotated. Is that true? You know, so you want to hope that somebody knows how to administer it. My recommendation would be teach your kid how to administer it and have that EpiPen on your kid at all times. You could teach a 6-year-old how to administer an EpiPen. All right. And then the next issue that comes up is, how the hell do we know if our children would have this type of reaction if they're exposed to peanuts? Well, my recommendation is get allergy tested. Have your child allergy tested. Why not? I mean, I know it may be a pain in the butt, but it just seems like kids are so much more allergic. We were eating peanut butter peanut butter was a staple. You know, I remember bologna came out. Nobody really liked bologna too much, but I mean, peanut butter, it was a staple. Now all of a sudden you have all these kids allergic, but I mean scary allergic to the point where they could die. So get your child tested. See what they can find out. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Show. You know, I kind of feel bad after that last call question. You know, does it drive you crazy when doctors just don't know and don't have an answer? You know, like she had said, she's at her wit's end. Nobody knows what's going on with her daughter. You know, and, you know, I'm kind of thinking back into what I told her. Yeah, we talked about the pineal gland and the pineal gland. I probably mispronounced it in the cyst and what to say. You know what I mean? And honestly, I don't know if I made that mother feel any better. And, you know, as a patient, when something's going on and nobody knows what's wrong, or as the mom or dad of a patient, I could not imagine the frustration you guys are going through. You know, like with cancer, et cetera. You know, like we have a patient, she thought she had sciatica for years. Turned out we found a tumor, and the tumor is invading her pelvis. And very scary for the family because she just gave birth, you know, going through that. And, you know, when you have questions and the doctor says, I don't know, that's got to frustrate the hell out of you. And the funny thing is we in medical school are taught to say, I don't know. You know, they tell us as doctors, of course, to show empathy, but don't try to BS your way through it. You know, they say, don't try to pretend like you know. You know, it's okay to say, I don't know. Now, that was very hard for somebody like me. You know, very, very hard because I felt if you said you don't know, that's a sign of weakness. And I remember my roommate in college, he's like, you know, Dahlia, you're always giving an answer for something. If you don't know, just say you don't know. And I'm like, but I like to, you know, weasel my way through the answer, and I like to try to look like I know. And so, you know, it was very hard for me, you know, to tell, because I thought patients didn't want to hear that. You know, why is my kid having seizures? Why is my kid throwing up and vomiting? Why is my kid not growing? I don't know. I wouldn't be satisfied as a parent hearing something like that. That's why they're coming to you here as doctor. All right? People think doctors are supposed to know everything. And a lot of times we don't. You know, on the flip side, a lot of us doctors, you know, we come home and we don't hit the bottle. We don't hit the bottle. But I mean, we come home and sometimes I tell my husband, you know, what did I accomplish? I mean, you know, I write prescriptions, which is nice. You know, someone needs a Z-Pack. I write a Z-Pack. Someone needs a pain medicine. Okay. You know, so I'm, you know, giving people paper. All right. But that's not where my talent is. Well, I don't really have a lot of talent. I know it's not in singing and it's not in cooking. I know I'm not very talented. I got that. Thank you. I got that. But my talent is I'm supposed to figure out what's going on. Now, sometimes I do. Okay. Sometimes something's not right. The patient thinks it's just their asthma and I'm like, it's your heart. Actually today, somebody was diagnosed in the ER with asthma. He's like, I don't think I have asthma. And I don't think you do either. Heart's looking a little funny. You know, and I don't feel good about diagnosing a heart condition. I mean, I hope everybody's well, but, you know, I feel like I did something, you know, I mean, I don't want you all to feel sorry for us doctors and us medical providers, but we don't feel good when we can't figure it out. You know, I mean, we went through years of training. I went through 11 years of postgraduate training, 11 years after high school. So 11 plus 12, that's 23 years of school. I've been in school for 23 years and I don't have all the answers. And a lot of times we don't. I mean, I think there's a lot of illnesses out there that just don't have a diagnosis. Like, you know how a lot of us, you know, we wake up and we hurt and we feel like we have rheumatism or, you know, and we get lumped into this fibromyalgia thing, but it's like, well, it's really not fibromyalgia because I tried the fibromyalgia treatments and it doesn't work, Dr. Dahlia. You know, what do I have? I go, you have something. There's a lot of you guys that are just in pain and you're in pain in your middle age years where you hurt yourself in your 20s. It's like all of a sudden, whatever protective cloak you had against pain goes away and now you're middle age and you hurt. There, it's got to be called something, yet it hasn't been discovered yet, so they don't know. You know, we don't know why people sometimes always have blood in the urine. We don't know. We scope them, we look, we just don't know. We don't know why people are always gassy. You know, maybe we blame their food, but we really don't know. You know, we don't know why a lot of kids get migraines. We don't know why adults get migraines. We really don't know why. We think we do. We play around with the medicine or maybe cut back on wine, maybe cut back on chocolate. You know, but we really don't know. And I mean, I'm wondering if, we need to educate the general public on how much we really don't know. You know, because I think there's a lot of high expectations, but I just hate seeing people disappointed. You know, and I'm not saying people walking out of my office disappointed. They look happy or they're faking it. You know, but I, one of my providers said, you know, Dahlia, I know my patients are healthy. They're doing okay. But sometimes I feel like we don't know it all and we could be missing something. I feel like that every damn day. I feel like I am missing something every damn day. And I think that makes a doctor good. You know, they taught us right to shut it off when we got home. You know, they said, look, it's going to kill you. It's going to eat you up inside. Go home. just go home from your shift, watch Melrose Place, right? Gilligan's Island reruns, whatever you want to do, just go home and don't think about it. I can't do that. If this little girl or child who had seizures after vaccines or possibly related to that, febrile seizures, they go away. Now she has a cyst. She's vomiting all the time, have headaches. I don't think I could just go home and turn it off because I know she's dealing with this at home. You know, I'm still not going to be comfortable until I know that one patient, the chemotherapy has shrunk that tumor and she's not in pain. I just can't. I think either I feel guilty, you know, and also I'm a workaholic too, so it's easy for me. You know, I just go and I do my radio show. And also I feel like, you know, maybe it's keeping me, maybe that's why I work so much. Maybe that's why I'm a workaholic. It's not because I have a psychosis. It's just because I need to keep my mind busy. If not, what I do could really eat me up. You know, and maybe it is good advice to turn it off. Maybe we need to. I mean, I don't know how parents do it whose, you know, kids are suffering with cancer or whatever, or whose spouses. I don't know how they do it. You know, how do you just turn, what do you think about? How do you, you know, how do you get through the day? I mean, me, I get to be busy. So I don't, I mean, look, you know, like I'm looking at this, you know, Adolf Hitler article. Adolf Hitler, when he was 4 years old, almost drowned in a lake, priest saved him. You know, and I'm looking at this kid. The kid looks like an absolute psycho as a kid. You know, and I'm looking at that. And, you know, I mean, I can keep myself busy with that. But I'm going to tell you something. As a doctor, I am really, really frustrated with the stuff we don't know. Like when I talk to you about Alzheimer's, I almost don't want to talk about Alzheimer's on my show because I can't say we know. I mean, I want to tell you guys we have a cure, but we don't. I hate that. I hate saying I don't know. So all I could recommend... I could recommend for myself, a speech pathologist, all I could recommend for you all is, you know, if you are in that position where the doctors are like, I just don't know, then all you can do is, one, keep educating yourself, you know, two, just keep getting opinions. And I'm honored any of you would think to ask me for an opinion. I really am. I mean, I really am. I mean, I know I make fun of, you know, myself a lot and, you know, talk about how, you know, I'd leave, you know, class a lot, you know, with diarrhea and, you know, I'd, you know, goofed off in class a lot. But I mean, I studied my butt off. I did. I mean, I wanted to be the best doctor I could be. And there's still, I still have decades of more learning I need to do. There's no way I learned enough. But that's all you can do. If your doctor doesn't know what's going on and you got that instinct, something's not right, go with your instinct. Go with it. And we got great doctors. We have great researchers and some of the finest medical establishments. Like I said, Scripps, Mayo, UCLA. I'm sure on the east side of the country, too. There's, you know, and I know it costs money. But just don't give up. A doctor saying, I don't know, may not be good enough. Five doctors saying, I don't know, that's frustrating. Still may not be good enough. You don't have to quit. You don't. You don't. You don't have to quit, okay? And don't feel like the doctor's going to think you're a hypochondriac. And if a doctor thinks you're a hypochondriac, go to another doctor, okay? Now, if the doctor says, look, there's nothing more. Because I'm going to tell you, even the hypochondriacs end up having medical issues. You just don't blow off anything. That's one thing I've learned. And if any of you are in training, you know, that's going to make you a good doctor. You don't blow things off. Don't turn it off. Okay, I mean, don't ruin your life also, but just use some heart, and maybe you'll figure out what's going on. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, going out to space for $200,000 a ticket, coming right up on the Dr. Dahlia Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska? Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, but if you also go to my Facebook page, my Dr. Dahlia Facebook page, I put up this picture of Adolf Hitler, and apparently there was a priest that back in 1894 saved the, oh my gosh, I can't say it on air because, just looking at, even as a kid, it just makes my blood boil. Apparently the future Führer was playing around with some kids, fell into an icy river and almost drowned. And a priest and his, I guess, cohort helped him. Of course, what are they going to do? It's a kid. They had no idea. And it was kind of an interesting story. So I put that up on my Facebook if you want to look at that. Apparently, when he was playing tag with a group of other children, of course, Hitler would talk about how he used to, you know, play cowboys and Indians on the banks of the river, never once related that he almost drowned. But I guess there was some confirmation from Max Tremell, who was a priest under Father Kerberger. Kind of interesting story. You know, you look back and you go, oh my gosh, if he would have just, you know, not been there, right, what would have happened? Maybe another crazy would have done what Hitler did. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of kookies in town. All right, speaking about outer space and kookies, let's talk, look at this. Booking a flight into space. All right, they're now recommending travel insurance. Travel insurance, I didn't know you could already book a flight out into space. Apparently, for $200,000 a pop, you could go on the Virgin Galactic next year. That's going to be starting to offer flights in 2013. No, actually, they think they may be able to take off within this year to go up into outer space. It will not orbit the Earth, but rather kind of jaunt. How far are they going to go? How far? I'm looking right now how they're going to fly. Okay, they're going to be up and down in suborbital jaunts. They say it's going to be kind of like a giant roller coaster ride, offering about 5 minutes of weightlessness, all right, at the highlight of the flight. All right, they say, again, be careful because you could vomit, but it will not orbit the Earth. They will be up and down suborbital jaunts. They say it's going to go to the entrance to outer space at $200,000 a seat. Virgin Galactic, go to their website. I mean, they're dead serious. And you see what, you know, the plane that they're, or the rocket ship they're going to use and everything. And let me see, there's other companies, though. There is some competition. There is some competition. There is, I think, another one that's only charging $110,000. Oh boy, that's got to be here. X-Corp is charging $95,000 a seat, but that's only one pilot and one passenger could go, so you can't go with your hubby or your wife if you wanted to go. Space Adventures, I believe, is, I think, $110 a seat. Oh, my gosh. Space travel, really? And now they're talking about travel insurance. I had no idea. What I do know is it looks like another probe is going to crash to Earth. Remember we had a couple of them, you know, this last year? Looks like another one. Okay, I think Russia had a probe, a failed Mars probe. Let me see. Apparently, spacecraft's main engines didn't fire as planned to send Phobos Grunt. Phobos Grunt is a $165 million mission to grab soil samples. I guess Grunt means soil in Russia. And Phobos Grunt apparently is having trouble communicating with the spacecraft. And they think that it failed to, I guess, I'm reading this as we go. You guys probably know more about these orbits and probes and why it's going to crash to Earth. Oh, I know. Yes, it got stranded in the Earth's atmosphere. So they think within the next week and a half, that's going to crash to Earth too. That's three. Can they get their act together? Is that a battery thing? Does somebody just need to check the batteries? Is that what they need to do, really? All right. In medical news, really quickly, a study came out saying we may need to be careful with our aspirin. Apparently, a daily aspirin may cause seniors to be more at risk of macular degeneration. Not the dry kind, but the wet, more acute kind. Now, again, this is a very, very small study. Most of us take aspirin to prevent cardiovascular diseases, to prevent stroke, you know, keep our arteries kind of, you know, a little, or to keep the blood a little bit thin and decrease clot production. But they say there may be a small risk of daily aspirin use and wet macular degeneration. My recommendation is talk to your doctor about this. Talk to the eye doctor. It's a small study. I don't want anybody worried because I know a lot of us take baby aspirin. All right. This teenage mom that killed an intruder in Oklahoma. Fascinating story, right? You heard about this? Sad case, actually. I mean, her husband had just died over Christmas with lung cancer, and she's an 18-year-old teen mom, and I guess somebody breaks into her house. At first, he knocks. She wouldn't let him in, and then he breaks in. So she barricades herself with her son, Austin, and has a shotgun, and she calls 911 while the guy's in the house yelling and screaming, and she asks the dispatcher, is it okay to shoot him if he comes in this door? Because she barricaded in another room. And, you know, the dispatcher, very calm, very collected. I got to tell you, these 911 dispatchers, God bless you guys. I mean, you just really keep your cool. Said, look, you know, you have to do whatever you can do to protect yourself. I can't tell you that you could shoot him, but you have to do what you have to do to protect your baby. That's what she said. And this Justin Martin, 24-year-old, is the one that barged in. He was armed with a knife. She opens fire and kills him. Now, you know, some people are saying she's a hero. Other people are saying, well, wait a second. Is she allowed? Is she allowed to do it? And, you know, his cohort, 29-year-old Dustin Stewart, who I guess ran and was with him, allegedly helped plan the robbery. He is up on murder charges. And even though he's not the one that shot his accomplice, if you have intent to commit a felony and a murder happens and you planned the felony, you could be up in charges for the murder. So she's going to probably be okay. There's something called a castle doctrine where in many states you are allowed to protect yourself if somebody enters your castle. You don't have to run and flee from your castle. Somebody comes into your house with intent to do harm, you are allowed to shoot yourself. Shoot the bad guy, okay, or the bad person. Shoot yourself. Please don't shoot yourself. Please know how to handle your gun. It drives me crazy because, you know, people want gun control. They want to limit us having guns. It's not the bad guys. The bad guy had a knife. I'm glad she had a gun. We really need to stress to these bad guys out there that if you're going to enter our home, you're going to die. You can't just enter our home looking for drugs or looking for money or looking for the dog. I don't know what you're doing when you're breaking into our home. But if you do, there's a good chance you're going to die. I really hope they publicize all these stories, like the Alabama mayor who held his intruder up at gunpoint until the cops came. We have guns. I want these bad guys to assume that we have guns and we know how to use them. I think that's better than taking guns away from the good guys because the bad guys are going to get them. Let us protect ourselves. And this is a teen mom, 18-year-old. She had a shotgun. She knew how to use it. She protected herself because she and her baby could have probably been dead. Good for her. And if any of you are thinking about doing a home invasion, all right, think about a lot of us have a gun and we know how to use it. Okay, we're not stupid. Speaking of burglaries and intruders, Mike Tyson was in his hotel, I think the Las Vegas Cosmopolitan, with his family, and somebody breaks into his hotel room while he's sleeping. And Mike Tyson wakes up, there's a flashlight, someone rustling in his room, and as he gets up, the guy flees. Did he know he was in Mike Tyson's room? You know, man, that guy would have been dead with one punch. One punch. All right, so just, you know, I'm really, really nervous with the way this country's going and with the liberal thinking. But, you know, you only have one chance to protect yourself and one chance to protect your babies, your family, your home. You do it, okay? I'm not going to have a gun because I want peace on earth. That's not going to happen, okay? Because there's a lot of people out there that don't think like you do. They don't think about peace on earth. They don't. Okay, they want, and or they're drugged out, or they suffer from a mental disorder. All right, you know, the average American is hopefully we think good and has a good heart and good intention, but what I see is a lot of the opposite. I see 1 in 3 people have a severe mental disorder, and they may not be thinking clearly. They may be not thinking about kumbaya. Protect yourself. That's all I could say. All right, guys. Oh, this is the end of the show. Oh, I want to talk about lead. All right. We'll get the lead out. For those who joined us, this was the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the ride home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia. Coming up another hour.
1-877 Both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.